It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mads Maddest Rider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2007, recorded Thursday, September 26th, 2024. You axolotl questions. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Diggity has three more gadgets from Holiday of Palais. I have another As Seen on TV crappy gadget plus your videos. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same old show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs growing, glowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now, Andy, here he is, the master make fun of, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Diggy D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing great. Doing very, very good.
Good. Are you out of harm's way for the impending for the storm that is hitting now?
That is barreling down on Florida. It looks like I will be out of harm's way. It just looks like a lot of rain at the moment. So, in fact, I kept hearing that today was going to be this massive storm, and then it turned out there was just like no storm yet. And so it might be rolling in tonight. There's a chance we miss it. Anyway, seems like good luck all around for us over here in Orlando.
Good.
So far. Crossing our fingers. Hey, you had a cool thing that happened this last week. Your spot on CBS.
That was such great fun. I was on CBS Sunday Morning, their fall premiere show, all about Mad Magazine. Much of it shot here at Disneyland.
That's awesome. I love that. Let's see. What was the wisdom that you imparted onto the CBS crew?
They're making fun of the government. They're making fun of IBM.
And hence, that's why parents are reeling.
There's Diggy D. There you are.
And it's my desk.
Oh, my gosh. That is Disneyland.
Yes.
Wow. Dick DiBartolo was around even longer.
I have been in every issue for about 55 years.
Every issue?
Yeah, and I got paid for about half of it.
At this very desk, he wrote
parodies,
including The Da Vinci Coma, Star Wars The Empire Strikes Out, and Tri-Panic.
I remember as one of those readers not understanding all the jokes. Sometimes you were making fun of stuff that were over my head.
Well, that was sort of the charm. And we figured either kids will get it, or they won't, and they'll look it up and find out. Or 5 years later, they're looking at old man thinking, oh, now I get that joke.
You don't play to the dumbest person in the room. That is awesome. Oops, I didn't mean to click around. But that is awesome. That is so, so cool. So encourage people to head to CBS, and the title of what you could Google is The Irrelevant Legacy of Mad Magazine.
And there's a version also on YouTube.
Yes.
So I think a couple of months ago when they were shooting this, when the producer of that spot called and said, we need 3 hours to set up. And I said, what?
3 hours to set up?
Yes. I said, they called back and said, we can do it in two. He said, let me explain. This is how we do this show is each person has their own camera and their own cameraman.
Oh.
Because if you tell a joke and David Pogue responds instantly and we just have one camera, by the time they swing over get David's reaction, it'll be missed. And he said that this way we have everything everybody said, and we can edit it and make very sharp edits between comments.
So all three of y'all in there, three camera operators, a producer in your studio. You had how many people was in that?
In Disneyland. And David Pogue said, can I bring my son? And I said, yeah. I said, is he thin? because
we can put him in the bathroom. That'll be fine.
Yeah, yeah. So we managed to do it.
You say you don't need 3 hours to set up here because you don't. There's not
no,
a lot.
No, we need 3 minutes. Is good.
3 minutes.
3 minutes is
it's
good.
It's a New York apartment, folks. A New York apartment.
But I have a present for you and Josh. Is while I was up there, Stephanie, who was the lead curator, said, "Do you need anything from the gift shop?"
Oh.
And I said, "In case my producer and my co-host Chad Johnson can't make it, could I get 2 copies of that $20 kind of history of the?" It's a 60-page soft-covered book.
Awesome.
With everything about the show and what's in the show and some mini bios of everything. So I will autograph them and mail them out to you.
Thank you. Thank you. That's great. That's perfect. That is awesome. That is awesome. This is so cool because you got to see it and then the spot came out. That is.
Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great. It was great.
That's so cool. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I didn't really have that exciting of a week, so I don't really have much to chat.
No, should we just
I went to the Jelly Roll concert. That was actually
Oh my god. The Beautifully Broken tour.
Yes. So Jelly Roll is a big country music star I'm a big fan of. It's actually last week, it was on the 17th. He was in Orlando. I forgot to chat about it last week, but it's great. It was just a great tour. It's just fantastic.
Orlando has a big concert place? Or
yeah, we don't quite have like a massive stadium because we don't have like an NFL team, but we have the Kia Center, which is a good arena style, big for the basketball game. So we saw it there at the Kia Center.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so if we need a really big, it's probably Tampa is probably where we'd go see an absolutely massive show. Because they have the Bucks stadium over there. But yeah, the Kia Center was where I saw it. It was awesome. His show is insane. His I don't know if you're a fan, but his music is very down to earth, kind of sad, a little hard. Anyway, it's a really great show, and he ends it with this like waterfall. Anyway, it's really cool. Anyway, that was all I did. Let's jump into the gadgets.
Okay, let's do it. Let's go to our first gadget from Toy Insider, Holiday of Play.
We're at Wowie Fingerlings, and we have a baby. A baby.
Axolotl.
What is that?
An axolotl? It's a Mexican axolotl. It's an amphibious.
Oh, like a real thing.
Like a real thing. And some kids have them as pets. There actually is one influencer, daughter actually has one as a pet.
Oh my God. This one
is a fingerlings one. So it's the first fingerlings that also swims. But as you can see, when you pet its head, you can hear it because it's kind of loud in here, but it definitely plays a couple of songs, happy music. And when you pet its head, it has these lights. And here on the side of the packaging, it tells you what kind of mood it's in. So,
happy, sad. Oh, yeah. See an analyst immediately. Wow.
Wow. Look at that. Right there, all in a Mexican baby axolotl here.
Wow.
But what it also does, it also, of course, loves to swim and be kept in the water. So I'll put this one is Alex, the axolotl. And this one is Augie. And Augie is the Walmart exclusive. Alex comes with this inflatable pool for $19.99. And without the pool, it's $14.99. If you
One is Walmart only?
Walmart only. The purple one, Augie, is Walmart only.
Okay, you want the one with the pool?
It's on sale right now at Target.com and at Target stores nationwide. It'll be on Amazon in November.
Excellent. And say the name again.
Fingerlings Baby Axolotl.
Axolotl.
Yes. Always great to see you.
Oh, this is super, super.
Fantastic.
Having great fun here at Wowie.
You wouldn't believe it. I've heard of an axolotl before.
You have?
Oh, yeah. They added them into Minecraft. I have a little here. This just happens to be right next to this is a little Minecraft toy set they sent me. This is an axolotl. Look at that. Attached to it. They added axolotls also into Minecraft. So I have a little bit of axolotl.
Oh knowledge. My god, that's probably why they came up with that character. It was probably
they have been having a resurgence axolotl. There's like a little bit of a bump, like a popularity bump for sure. They make good pets. So yeah. Absolutely.
Are the real ones.
The real ones. They're like salamanders, basically.
Oh, okay.
They're very similar to like a salamander.
Okay.
And they're kind of fun. And they look weird. And you can get them in weird colors. So people like them. Like they can be pink, blue, and green, and stuff like that.
Yeah. So the one it's on Amazon, but it's like ridiculously priced because it's not. Someone is buying them, I think, on Target and putting them on Amazon. So for the best price, Target right now. And I think the one with the swimming pool is kind of fun because the swimming pool is colorful.
Yeah. And it has the whole swim mechanic. It seems neat.
Yes, yes.
And you can use it.
And I like it. They hedge their bets by saying, and it will guess your mood. not tell you your mood. It'll take a guess.
It will choose a random 1 through 6. That's funny.
Exactly.
Fun little toy. Okay. And that's what this event is all about. Little toys.
Yes. The next one, I love this thing. So let's take a peek.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know what we can do next. There's so many things, but nothing really caught my eye.
Wow. There's a Stitch.
This is caught your eyes.
This can catch my ear. Oh my god!
This is Real FX Disney Stitch.
So he's a
puppetronic. So he combines
puppetronic
puppetry with electronics and animatronics. Yeah. So you got blinking eyes, moving ears. You've even got a sensor on his nose, so he can sniff. So if you get close,
oh my gosh!
And he's got a sensor in his mouth, so if you give him a cookie, he'll know.
He does bite sometimes
when he's being naughty. And you can pat him on his head, stroke him on his head. He's got sensors there as well.
Oh my god.
Yeah. And he'll get asleep and snore.
Now, in the back, are you just operating his mouth?
Yeah.
All the other electronics?
So all will be revealed. So behind here, look at this. So your hand goes in.
Oh no, it's fake. It's not real.
Yeah, it's not as real as you thought, but from the front, you would swear he was real.
Yes.
But so you've got controls inside. So anyone from 7 years up can function.
Of course.
Put your hand inside, right, and your thumb underneath. There you go. And you've got buttons you can press down, get his ears moving. There you go. Yeah, see how easy it is to operate?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's his nose.
That's his nose. He's going to now sniff you. There you go. Ooh, you smell good.
So this is from Disney?
Yeah, this is a Disney Stitch product.
Is Stitch a brand?
Stitch is a brand from Lilo and Stitch, the movie. Came out about 20 years ago.
And it's just got
bigger and bigger. So there's Stitch products on the market, but nothing like this one, like Real Effects.
And is he out now?
Yeah, he's out now on Amazon. You can buy him on Amazon.com while stocks last, because he sold out the first 2 shipments, but there is now stock as of today. That'll be sold probably before Christmas, because there are people selling him on eBay for huge money.
What is it sell for on Amazon?
It's $80.
$80
on Amazon, but so don't pay $200 on eBay.
Now, do I need batteries for him?
Yeah, 3 AAA batteries.
Okay, 3 AAA batteries.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, that was really enlightening.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I like it. This is so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, 20 years.
Yeah, I'll say the chat room loves it. The chat room is loving this puppet.
Matt Frank said there's another live action film in the works.
Lilo and Stitch is coming out with a live action, like they've done like with The Lion King and Beauty and the Beast and all those Disney movies. So yeah, and Stitch is still, being a Disney dude, Stitch is still a huge character, massive character. So yeah, very, very, very popular, easily a very popular. And yeah, I've never seen, I mean, I've seen plushes and I've seen toys, but nothing with blinking eyes and teeth and a sniffing nose. Very unique, very unique.
Yeah, I think it's going to do well. And it's almost a foot and a half tall.
Hi.
And it has 100 different effects.
Wow.
Wow. Just open and close his mouth.
Oh, and it speaks its own language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
just what he says. You can tell how happy Stitch is from the position of his
mouth. That is so cool.
Ears up. And he's sunshine and rain.
Oh, yeah, there's this little purr we probably couldn't hear in that.
With lots more to discover.
And then he goes to sleep when you pet him.
Stitch loves to play.
That is really, really cool. I really haven't seen, and it's really great that it's, like, you know, directly, that they're directly working with Disney, because that's the sound that that character makes, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that's
yeah.
That's really cool.
I think it's called Tatalog or something, his language.
That is some lore that that some Disney person would be proud of you for knowing. That is crazy. The price is expensive, but it really is kind of one of a kind. I don't know.
It is. I mean, it does a lot.
It does a lot.
I think. Kids can have a lot of fun. I think it was 6 buttons back there that you can do the ears and the eyes and the make them.
I want to check out the store. They just had so much stuff. Wowie. I guess we know Wowie. They have a lot. Wowie is a big brand. Oh, I guess that was the Disney store. Somehow I went to
it's
the Disney.
Disney. Yeah, no, it's not Wowie. Disney. It's Disney.
Anyway, great. Very good. Good. Let's head on to the next gadget.
And our final is something new from Crayol. It's an addition to their Scribble Scrubby Pets. And this is the latest version.
I'm at Crayola, and I found Scribble Scrubby. I don't know what that is, but we're going to find out. And here we go. So, Connie, what is Scribble Scrubble? Am I saying it right?
Scribble Scrubbies.
Oh, Scrubbies.
Yes,
right, okay.
Scrubbies, yes.
Okay.
So our Scribble Scrubbies are adorable pets. They are all types of pets. There are traditional pets, but they're also dragons and ocean creatures. We have 75 different pets.
Oh, my gosh.
If I'm going to have you feel this. See how it feels a little soft?
Yeah.
All right. So this technology, you can take our washable markers, and you can color on this.
Okay.
And you can make all sorts of designs. I'm going to just make a little.
Adding a little bit of hair.
Okay.
All right.
A little bit of coloring.
When you're done decorating, you can actually wash this off.
Okay.
And start all over again. All right. Ooh. So all of our sets.
But the new thing they're adding is coming up.
Some of them come with little tubs. You can put water in. Kids can wash it off and then start and recolor.
But why do you have a machine here?
This is new this season for holiday. This is our new spray boutique. So before, you just colored.
Yes, like you did.
Yep. This one, you take the same marker, same types of markers, all different types. You pop one in. You close it, and then besides doing your own painting or decorating, you can do a airbrush technique over top or underneath.
Oh, okay. Oh,
see the airbrush?
Yeah, yes, I do.
So it gives a different pattern and a different element of artistic expression. And then when you're done with that, you can put a different color in. try this one. Pop it in. Close it.
Oh, okay. So that seemed to be a heavier color. Or are you pressing heavier on the lever?
You can press a little lighter.
Oh, okay.
The color is more vibrant than the...
I see, yes.
Yeah, because that's like an aqua blue. Yeah.
So in the kit, what is in the kit?
What is in the kit are 4 pets.
4 pets, okay.
This whole backdrop.
Can you paint on the backdrop?
You can, and you can wipe it off.
Oh, great.
So if you set it up like this, and kids are painting and stuff like that, and they're like this, and get
can
it over
here. Can I try
it? Yep. Go right ahead. Please do.
Push down on the white button?
Nope. On the sides.
On the sides. Yep. Okay. I'm going to make a circle. Oh, I'm trying to make my logo. My mustache. It's almost. Fans can see the resemblance.
The true fans know.
It's almost.
I knew Chad could see it.
Yeah.
How accurate can you be?
I may need a new prescription, but I can see
it. This sells for $29.99.
Oh my gosh.
It has the 4 pets and 8 colors and the brush and the backdrop.
And the machine.
And the machine.
And available now? Or?
Yes, available nationwide.
Nationwide, okay. Yep.
Very interesting. So an attachment that makes it like an airbrush splatter gun.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. And like, it's so fun. Crayola has taken crayons, and every year they have like 9 new things. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit of a, it's kind of like how Lego just started just like branching into other... category. I feel like Crayolas are in the same thing. They're like, well, we get our Crayola markers, Crayola airbrush, Crayola.
Lego is really expensive stuff. I saw something there and I thought, oh, this is cute. I'll do this. And I said to Dennis, it's $99. I said, I don't want to do it. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's a Lego store at Disney Springs, and I see people walking out of it all the time with the biggest bags. And I know,
oh my God.
I know that those bags are filled with like $600 worth of Legos. Like, it's like I'll see some of the big, they have some of the, like, I don't even know what to search for, but they're like $300 a Lego set. Yeah, the Lego is
yeah, this was crazy. Like a little tropical island. It was like a little island with like a tree on it. And I thought, oh, that's very cute.
Yeah.
$99.99.
Yeah. How about the, here's an idea. The Home Alone McAllister's house. Okay. I wish I could, here's a good way to maybe like hide. I'm focused on the photo. Okay. How much do you think this thing cost? It's not.
Oh, the whole house?
The whole house. How much do you think this cost?
$299.
Yeah, you're right.
Guessed it. Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly.
Oh, well, it comes with 5 minifigures.
5 minifigures. And that little building, that little vehicle. Yeah. Legos are
look,
just...
Yeah, look at that car. It's $139.
Yeah. 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 You know, are businesses that just buy and resell Legos, like used Legos. I've seen on the side of the street, like a hand put inside that says, we buy Legos, and like a phone number. Like, I'm not joking. That is a real business, side hustle.
Wow.
Is just to buy Legos and resell them. And I know people go through, like my parents used to look at garage sales all the time. For Legos, because they're worth their weight. That's
in
great.
Plastic.
Yeah. Say it again. Yeah, and it's plastic.
They're worth their weight in plastic. In plastic.
Well, that is back to the Crayola Scribble Scrubby pets. The pets are cute. The new airbrush is pretty cool, and $20 for. The electronic airbrush thing, I think, was pretty reasonable. I thought that was not that bad.
Rachel has the Friends Lego apartment.
Oh my gosh. This Oh, this isn't currently available, but it's massive. Look at this. It looks like this is $380.
And it got 4.9 out of 5 stars.
Yeah. Look at this. Look, it has a turkey. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. And you build it all, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Assembly required. Not a lot of assembly required.
Okay. Wow.
You were never into Lego? Did you have a...
No, when I was a kid, I had Erecta and trains.
Yeah. And probably just sticks, you know, and rocks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to make fun.
No, I was heavy into trains.
That's good. That's cool.
And things that ran.
I think a Erecta set would have been a thing that... that's probably what I would have gravitated to if I grew up in the same time period. Yeah. Yeah, we played with a lot of Legos. We had a lot of Legos. We typically, in my childhood, we didn't really buy a lot of the Lego sets. We just had Legos that were just loose. And so we would make whatever we wanted. We wouldn't, you know, we just have a tub of blocks. And you'd be like, well, I want the brown one. Shh. Oh, here's a brown one. No, that one's too big. Shh. Exactly.
And you know, didn't Lego lose the patent on that?
Yeah, so they're now, that's now like public domain. Like the block sizing is, I think, public. So anyone can make bricks. Lego bricks don't need to be Lego anymore.
Well, instead of being the end of Lego, it's like the beginning.
It's become the resurgence. They're like, oh, we don't own ourselves anymore. Let's double down. Let's go big time. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like, I feel like the Lego aisle is bigger than ever. The Lego movies, the Lego video games are massive. I don't know if you know this, but the Lego video games. I mean, Lego Star Wars, Lego Indiana Jones, Lego Harry Potter, all of those games are massive. I mean, they have just this insane cultural hold. It's great.
Dennis and I were at Barnes & Noble the other day, and Dennis said, did you see that entire wall is Lego Minecraft kits? Unbelievable.
Yep. Yep.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Okay, well, with that, let's head into the crappy corner.
But you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it?
Okie dokie, it is As Seen on TV Gadgets. Let's just jump into the video.
Blinding sunlight, you strain, you struggle just to see what's in front of you. You flip your visor but lose half your view. Not anymore. Introducing HD Vision Visor, the only sun visor that reduces glare and turns your vision into high definition.
It's so clear.
Clarity. Calm, this is amazing. With just a flip of your finger, your vision can go from ordinary to extraordinary. With color, clarity, and contrast you can only get from a high definition.
I'm getting it.
Okay, well, we have the HD Vision Visor here now. And as you saw from the video, this visor can basically replace sunglasses. Who needs sunglasses? Get them out of here. The HD Vision Visor is the replacement. I was really intrigued that there is a day and a night panel. And I'm not convinced that this is going to be large enough to actually replace something you would put on your face. Like, this doesn't seem big enough at all. It is claiming that it will make your vision better. You can kind of see how blown out. It's just too bright. You know, it'll make it much more enjoyable to watch, and then at nighttime it'll reduce these glares. Oh my gosh, you can see the glare reduction
before
and then also it's just that it's an HD. It's in HD, which to me is about pixels, not about like lenses.
Drive in high definition lenses.
Anyway, let's get it out of the box and get it attached. Okay, here it is. HD Vision. Here are the panels that had the plastic stuff on it, which I already took off. So, according to the instructions, the way that you put it on is actually this way, right? So, this will be the day with, without, with, without. So that's kind of what it does. And then the night version is this yellow lens right here. So it's very bright. With, without, with, without. So we attach it up here. I'm going to take this out just to give myself some more space. And then it clips on like that. There we go. Oh. That's the night screen. That's the day screen. Here we go. I'm about to go HD. Wow. Wow. Okay, so honestly, my first, my first reaction is that this is actually a lot wider than I expected. I really thought it would be a tiny little, like, sliver. This is actually taking up a lot more vision. So I have to give it, I was a bit overly critical in my first assumption. So weirdly, it does actually, it is a kind of a sunglasses replacement in that it will knock out a lot of the light coming at my eyes, but there's still, you know, if I just turn my head, now I have to adjust my eyes as I look out the driver's side window or really anywhere else in the car. So that's kind of, silly. We will have to wait until it is nighttime to test the night version of this. But before we do that, I'll just say this is just really silly. I mean, like, it takes, so this is it out of the way. So let's say you're just chilling in the car. It really is kind of, I don't know, maybe my car is a little small, but this seems like it would really get in the way and is just so silly. I would probably stick with sunglasses. Okay, so let's wait until it's night and see how this screen works at night. Okay, so now, as you can see, it is nighttime. This is actually what it is suggesting. You push the day one past and keep the night one in the middle position. So you flip that past, you go past, so it now becomes like a little bit of like a sunshade, and then you flip down the night one. Stay up there, day one. And stay up there, day one. Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's gonna do that.
It stops right at the horizon. I can kind of look at some of these street lamps and see if maybe there's like a flare difference. I see no difference. It just changes the color only. Is there any glare? Any glare that I see, I feel like it just changes the color of the glare. It doesn't actually reduce glare. It's just now yellow glare instead of white glare.
That's it. I drove around a little bit with it and didn't have Josh to help record me. It's no better than glasses. And this thing costs $25, so...
Oh my gosh, I was going to guess 20.
Yeah, it cost me in the store $25. I was able to find it online for cheaper, but still, there's just, like, no need.
Oh, wow, almost 10 bucks cheaper, 11 bucks cheaper.
Yeah, it is. And this is just a different one.
Oh, different company?
Yeah, different company. But there are a lot of types of this, which is kind of funny. But yeah, it's not for me. I just can't see. And it did take up a good extra, like, half inch, which honestly did keep catching my head every once in a while.
Well, you're tall, right? Aren't you 6 feet?
I am. I'm like, I'm basically 6 feet. It depends on the time of the day. I'll go from like 5'11" to like 6'1", like somewhere in there, or the shoes, depending on the shoes I'm wearing. So yeah, I'm in that range.
Scooter said it's $1.
What?
Is right? I don't see a link.
Let's see. And I have to see. I need to log into AliExpress to not get that bonus offer.
Yeah.
Next time. Yeah, I just think that it's just not very practical. Yeah, there's one one situation maybe where like the sun would be like shining directly in my eyes that I'd want to do, but I don't know. I also still don't quite get the HD. Like, how does this make this any more HD than the world already is? That makes...
Well, I would wait for the 4K version.
I can't wait for the 4K version. This is just standard HD? No, thank you. Ugh.
Oh, there's your link for the Buck version.
Okay, here, let's see. Let's see if I can log in and then get rid of the bonus offer here, too. Yes, it says, see, here, let's try. This is the welcome deal of a dollar.
Oh, it is a welcome deal. Okay.
I'll try to log in the background and see if I can get that other deal.
Crispy Bacon said, you could attach it to the brim of your baseball cap.
We've got to try. Okay.
You know what? This is good.
This is a great idea.
This is the way to go. This is the way to go.
I have to move the day and the night ones out of the way. Here we go. I like it so far. Here.
This is good. This is good.
There we go. Oh.
Yeah. No.
Wait a second. I can't stand this standard definition world. Oh, wow. What? Diggy D, you look at high definition. I can't believe it.
Wow.
This is great. Yeah.
Boy, so you didn't waste $25.
Not a cent wasted. Nothing. Yeah, that is pretty funny. Okay, I'm going to try to log into AliExpress. In the meantime, let's head into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy, together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Bug-on.
Okay, hi Dick and Chad, it's Giz1. This is my first video. I've been watching for 4 years now, and this is my first video. But I did send in the Gadget Warehouse video for our 4,000th episode. That was an amazing video.
Wow. Can't wait to get to that episode.
Yeah. Giz, 2,000. What did I say, 12,000?
Yes, just kidding.
2,000. Giz1, a.k.a. Mark. And here is his video.
Perfect.
Hey, Dick and Chad. This is Mark, Giz1 here. I was the one who created the slideshow for episode 2000.
Woohoo!
I had a lot of fun making it, and I really appreciate you guys enjoying it. So I got a pretty interesting gadget for you guys today for the warehouse. This is my first warehouse video, but here it is. Can you guys take a guess what the heck it is?
A survival kazoo.
Oh, that was going to be...
Maybe it's a inflatable canoe.
Well, it's definitely a compass.
Yeah, I see the compass.
Here's the other side of it.
Oh, whoa. Oh,
Is that a thermometer?
Thermometer? Yeah, I think it's a thermometer.
No, it looks like... Oh, it is a thermometer.
I think so. It could be it's like a bug, right, like a bug bait.
This is a really cool gadget, and I've been wanting to show this on the show for a while. It is a compass, a whistle, an LED flashlight, a magnifying glass,
or a fire starter, depending on...
Oh, it could be.
Depending on how you use it. Just keep that one in mind. That's a great survival tool. Look at that. You got a geode.
And a...
A mirror.
And a little mirror right here.
That is another survival tool that's perfect for waving down, like, helicopters, airplanes.
Yeah, a signal mirror, right?
Signal mirror, exactly.
I'm going to go into the dark room, also known as the bathroom, as Dick likes to call it, and I will show you how the light works.
The dark room.
So I'm in the dark room now, and I'm going to test the LED. Here we go, in 3, 2, 1.
What?
It's a pretty strong LED.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Definitely could work in an emergency.
Oh, there. Oh, sure. Pretty yeah, have LED. To put it on something.
Definitely, if you're in an emergency, that would be.
That'd be yeah. Cool. So now I'm gonna do a little demo on what it sounds like. Just giving you guys a little heads up. It is
Becky
loud.
Has one of these on her backpack.
But here we go. I'm gonna blow it in 3, 2.
Prepare your
one.
Ears.
All right, so there you have it. I probably glued my uncle's ears out because this thing is super loud. He probably wasn't expecting that.
That's the way you could go.
That's
out.
Great. Yeah. That is great.
Now, some of I found it on Amazon for $6, I think, but it looks like.
Oh yeah.
It's $6 on Amazon, but Scooter X said it's $1.
Oh my gosh, we gotta find this. Is that brand Coglin? I think that's like the. I swear I've seen that.
Coglin's.
On, Coglin's. I think I've seen that on or at Walmart. So I think that's a pretty popular. This is another welcome deal. I've tried to log in. I gotta change my password. So and I gotta log in a different thing to do that. So
Coughlin's.
Can't log in yet.
Christy Bacon says Coughlin's.
Coughlin's. Oh, Coughlin's. Pretty cool. Honestly, great little device to have. Just like Becky said, just attach it to a backpack, have it around. The little mirror and the magnifying glass and the whistle. Honestly, those three things could easily save your life. The whistle is the best way. If you instead of going, "Hey, help me out, I'm over here," blowing that whistle is the best way to get people to find you. That's really cool. Nice. And inexpensive.
So gets
we like
one,
inexpensive gadgets.
That was great.
It was.
And gives one, what did I do with that? I'm going to wait a couple of days and send you the latest Mad, which we'll see in a minute when we, at the end of the show. The first look at December Mad. Oh. So if you have a video, you want to make a video, a warehouse video, anything to do with a gadget, 1 to 3 minutes, horizontal format, and just make sure we see the gadget, hear your voice. And if you want, you can be in it too. People, I still get mail said, "Oh, that was such a funny video, warehouse video with the guy taking a shower with his gadget." Mad Frank. That was very funny.
That was great. That was very great. How do they send in a video?
It's mail at gizwiz.tv. And when you upload it, you'll find a drop-down menu. You can list, click unlisted, and you'll get a URL. Send that to us. And that's way only people with the URL will be able to see the video. Don't click private, then only you can see the video. Mail at gizwiz.tv.
Perfect. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Become the letters, your lovely letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now.
Okay, so it's not a letter to the show, but it's something that Dennis got that it's not a scam, but it's a terrible thing. Okay.
Okay.
A little backstory. So Dennis had a very dear friend who passed away late last year or early this year. They were, Dennis was a teacher for a while. They were art teachers together, but they knew each other for 55 years or so. And she passed on, and someone called and said that she had remembered Dennis in her will with some money.
Yeah.
And this is maybe 6 months ago, Dennis heard about that. So I was getting the mail, and I said, "Dennis, this came, and it's regarding the estate of and the person's name."
Yeah.
And he opened it, and there is a check. And then I say, what is the bank? And I look at it and I see it says, this is not a real check. Inherit fast. So we open the rest of the thing. They will lend you the money.
You're kidding.
That you are due to get.
That is really, like, sickening that they would hide it.
Yes,
in
because
a way.
Dennis started crying.
Yeah.
With a memory again.
Yeah.
And that she would think to leave him something.
Yeah.
And then you realize
that's a company trying to sell you a loan.
It's an ad. It is a freaking ad.
That's ridiculous.
And so I Googled it. It turns out a lot of companies do this. They're called probate advance.
Oh.
And probate advance fees range from 10% to 50% of the total inheritance amount.
Yeah.
20% being the common rate.
Yeah. Now, Del Paco says in the chat, like payday loans. This is it's like you're guaranteed money to come, and so they'll give you a loan based off of that. But yeah, exactly.
I mean,
if
you're desperate, this could be a saving thing. But
they obviously intentionally made that mail look as if it was.
Yes, yes.
That is sick. That is sick. And also, it's like that company has zero reputation, and they're only doing it to basically scam you. And you're right.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
This company is called Inherit Fast.
I will not. I
couldn't believe it.
It's a. I can't believe anyone would have the. I can't believe they would send you that mail. Like that's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. Just like the balls, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I've been trying to figure out a different way to phrase that. The balls. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's
and
that
them,
good. Good to spread the word. Is keep that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing is, they know the amount that he's going to get, and they know the person's name. The check was made out to the amount in the will. And the front of the envelope says...
So Crispy is saying that amount must be public.
Yes, it says regarding the estate of with the person's real name.
It's ridiculous. The gumption. There you go. Sims to Rachel found the politically...
Gumption.
The gumption. So the nice way to say that. Thanks, Sims to Rachel. Thanks for sharing the story and telling people about it.
Yeah, so if
and I feel if so bad for Dennis too. That's
it's terrible.
Man.
All right.
Well, transition away from that. You know what we do love? Our fans and our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you guys so much for your support of our show. We love you guys so much. And if you like the GizWiz, please consider giving back. Patreon.com/GizWiz is the place to support us. Or you can head over to our website, gizwiz.tv. Click on the Patreon tab at the top of the website, and there's a tiny little link there that'll take you to PayPal. This is our website. We'll be live with a live stream. Make sure that you join in the chat room and chat along with everybody because it's a fantastic group of folks. Highly encourage it. We record just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. So just head on over to the website around that time and the live stream will be there. Head on over to gizwiz.biz, that's Dickie D's website, where he writes articles about all of the gadgets that we cover on the show. So if you're ever needing a link back to a gadget or a product, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. That's not gizwiz.biz. There we go, gizwiz.biz. And while you're there, play What the Heck Is It? And we get to preview the Mad Magazine. This is the gadget that you're guessing for, but this is the Mad magazine that you're playing for.
They will win the December issue of Mad. Dun, dun. Ooh. I got an advanced copy. It comes out, I think, October 8th. Politics 2024 with 20 original pages of material.
What?
Yeah. 20,
did you write some for it?
I wrote something about Alfred Newman's presidential campaign. I did. Yeah.
That is great. That is great. That cover looks amazing, too. And coming out in December, right after the election.
Coming out October 8th, I believe.
Oh, October. I see. October, yeah. I see. Yeah, still. Yeah. Perfect timing for the election. So, get on over there and guess the gadget. This is the gadget, the whole gadget, not just a piece or a part of the gadget. And this is obvious what this gadget is to me. It's just a little bit starched, but that is the classic cat belt. It's just a bit starched.
Okay? Oh,
it's just
a bit, okay, okay,
it's just
a bit, okay.
You know, it's just rigid. But yeah, you know, the if your cat needs a belt to hold up its pants, that's your gadget. Well, you get a guess over gizwiz.biz, 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess over at gizwiz.biz. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.